Carista, and I'd like to tell you today about a crazy car that I just bought recently. It is so analog that it has nothing to do with Carista at all, but it's just cool nonetheless, and mostly weird, less than cool, more than cool, I don't know, but it's both cool and weird, and it's a car from East Germany called Trabant. It's basically the lowest of the lowest cars in the communist days, and the body was made of a composite version of cotton that's compressed or something like that, and the engine is a small two-stroke, two-cylinder engine where you have to put in pre-mixed oil and fuel, and there's no electrical equipment whatsoever in that car. This is the only thing I think is the windshield wipers, and if you need windshield washers, well, then you have to pull a little pump mechanically and just spray the water on the windshield. It's got so many crazy quirks, and at the same time it's just genius in its simplicity, and it's really weird to drive. It's like no other car to drive.
Come closer, let me show you the Trabant. Alright, the interior is pretty ridiculous. It has no comfort features at all. The important thing now is whether it will start. So let's see. There's a valve here that I need to open in order to start the flow of fuel. It's mechanical, there's no fuel pump. It just kind of flows via gravity. So let's see. Oh, and I have to open the choke. So let's see if this will start. What? That doesn't sound good. I think my starter is going bad. Crap. I've cranked so many times before that I think the starter might have crapped out. Oh, the car wants to start though. Weird. Maybe it's because of the choke, and previously I wasn't starting with the choke on. Ah, man. Let's see. The battery should be strong enough. It's just been charged. What else could it be? Could it just not have any lubrication because it's been cranked a lot and it hasn't been started? I don't know, because it doesn't have its own oiling system. It gets oiled through the fuel that goes into it. Okay, we're almost done trying to start it, or at least we're trying. Let's go.